Thank you. Don't tell me this is not working. That would depress him for words.
Could someone just infrared for me, please? Tristan, you know what to do? Sorry, I have an infrared problem. I have all sorts of other problems as well, but we don't want to go into that. We're some of your doctors.
Casually dressed in a sort of knackered old t-shirt and jeans, and you've come all in smart in a suit. Well, yeah, boo, so have I.
Members of the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, the sterling piece of music by Britain, whoever he is, and this is an opportunity for the band to introduce themselves by way of some clever play of the sort. Andrew Giddings, you know from Jethro Tull, Andrew's the player of the piano. We're on the bass guitar, and later on the classical nylon strung guitar and other kinds of guitars. It's Kit Morgan. Kit Morgan from this one. On the drums and percussion, it's James Duncan. Hi, James. Just a little piece without orchestra before we get down to the tricky job of blending our combined forces. This one is a piece dedicated to my pal, Boris Yeltsin. I've always had a thing about Boris, and he's one of those great characters in the history books, and one thing that he was particularly bad at was dancing. And I remember seeing him on CNN dancing frantically in Red Square to a young Moscow rocker band when he was seeking re-election, trying to get credibility with the younger people. So this is a piece dedicated to Boris's three left feet. It's a piece called Boris Dancing. Damn it. Thank you. And he's really, really pleased that one's out of the way. Because he hates playing the accordion almost as much as he hates not smoking. Look, we got some more. Well, it's a piece from 1972, which is set to a little orchestral accompaniment. There's lots of the things that we're playing tonight, in fact, do imply orchestral bits and other instruments of the orchestra, so it's not too unusual to find them playing along, even in this perhaps seemingly unlikely combination, as thick as a brick. Billy doesn't mind if you sit this violence. My word is but a whisper, your demonstration. I may make you feel, but it does make you think. Your spans in the gutter, your love's in the sink. So you write yourself to the feelings, and you make all your animal demons, and your wise men tell them how to feels. To be thick as a brick.
Even as you gaze about, and then a plan is As your wise men don't know how it feels to be thick as a
brick.
You got it.
This piece of music is one that wasn't written by me, it was written by a former member of Jethro Tull, the classically trained as a musician, the only one in the bunch. His name is David Palmer, in fact, on a good day still is. David is the author of this one. It's a sort of kind of his arrangement in a way. It's a piece that was on the Stormwatch album many a moon ago. And it's the kind of music you could, you could be born to, you could be baptized to, you could be buried to. It's a piece of music for all occasions. Another piece called Elegy. Thank you. harmless elegy there. It was a piece from one of the rare things actually released as a single back in 1971 or thereabouts. And it was the job to pluck from the multitudes of the RPO a sensitive string quartet who joined us at the front of the stage. They actually drew straws for this before the performance, and these four lost. So there's a piece called Life is a Long Song.
When you're falling awake and you take the start of the new day, and you hear your voice croaking as you choke on what you need to say, pull down your fret, don't you fear, I will give you good cheer. Life's a long song. Life's a long song. Life's a long song. Yeah. If you wait in your plate, I will fail. As the curses unfold and your soul serves the long day, and the 12 o'clock flame spins the moon, it's on your way. Life's a long song. Life's a long song. We won't get in the sweet light of dawn. As the pain is retreating, instead of what you can, I'll hold you in your breath. And the sand only sounds underground, but you and the deep breath. Hold on, you see, as the king comes in. Life's a long song. Life's a long song. Life's a long song. But she lives to see her song.
From the Aqualad album, one of the first little kind of acoustic-y pieces that I had the nerve, the balls, as it were, to actually get out and play on my own studio. This is sort of a love song. It's called Life Is Not. No, it's not. It's called Wandering Aloud. Wandering Aloud. Wandering Aloud. Today,
last night's at the sunset. My hand in her hair. We are our own saviors as we start for our hearts. We do love into which other. Wondering about where is treat us well. As she flutters in the kitchen, arms gazing with a smell. Arms toes down the bottom rungs, and then she comes, skeletons on the bed. And I shake my head. And there's something I'm giving that haunts you, but I wonder what you are.
I know it's just a mere sight of water can send middle-aged men with weak bladders scurrying to the gentleman's laboratory. This is a piece from an album called Divinities, which I made at the request of Roger Lewis, who was then the head of EMI's classical music division, persuaded me to do this thing, and together with Andrew Giddings, we put together a bunch of things for an album, actually the first concept album I'd done for a long time. And amazingly, rather like the two before, I think, as a Brick and Passion play, this the third concept album in 25 years later or something, actually got to number one in the Billboard charts, damn it! It was number one in the Billboard classical crossover charts, whatever the fuck they are. It's a piece which is actually devoted to an ex-bass player of ours, a fellow called Dave Peck, who used to drink far too much for his own good. But he's still alive, just about, and this is for Dave. This is called In the Grip of Stronger Stuff. Thank you. next one is also from the Divinities album. It's sort of like based on the idea of a music box, but it's the devil's music box. So it has some swirling sort of evil bits in it, which otherwise would be a very pretty piece. And I should also mention that there's old Gareth back there, the bass player here. He helped us out on the Divinities album. Gareth, that's on bass there. So, in a black box. Flute again in this next piece, which is a fairly recent piece from Jethro Tull, and it's sort of vaguely Indian, I suppose. It's a little travelogue, all of his very own, and it's called Dot Com. Yeah. Thank you.
I can my finger on the pulse. All your hearts are repeat, just repeat the ones you see. That reflects a tense of arms from the hills. So much executive accommodation, and I will plan the lesson. Raise the screen, the engine that you call. Place a toss and compulsion, and I can buy another. I need a poison, so no one. So much money, and I can't see one day. Oh, I'll be yours, I'll be yours, God. So punish my name, and a kiss me upon them. Oh, I'll be yours.
Please don't offer to shake hands with me when we're in there together. Especially you girls. This is a piece, I suppose, tailor-made for an orchestral edition. It's a piece from the stand-up album in 1969, and it's, again, unusual, but it's not written by me. This is written by Johann Sebastian Bach, who really should have known better, because he should have realized that we would bastardize and savage this piece of fine music 300 years later and beat it into submission. But then, no, he was actually an improviser. He was keen on improvising. I said, maybe he would have even enjoyed this. Damn it, if he was here tonight, he might jump up on stage and knock Andrew Giddings out of the way and sit down and give us a little piano thing or two. This is a piece called Beret, and this finishes off the first half of the show. And we'll come back later for some acoustic things and then some real meat and potatoes. the difficult ones. Okay, so called Baruch. Bach will be turning in his grave, then that's nothing to what's going to happen to Ralph Vaughan Williams for the next 6 or 7 minutes. Because he wrote this very beautiful piece of music, but he didn't really. He kind of borrowed it, a traditional folk piece, you know, as Greensleeves, and then added another bit of something else, vaguely folky, to the mix, and christened it Fantasia on Greensleeves. And it's actually, Greensleeves is one of my all-time hate pieces of music. I just fucking hate Greensleeves. I probably hate it as much as Ozzy Osbourne hates it. And, but we're going to mess around a little bit in the middle and put something into a slightly different context. So it'll turn out to be a lot of fun, won't it, Kit? It will indeed. Vaughan Williams with the Greensleeves Fantasia.
Thank you.
intrepid pair rather than a quartet will come down the front of the stage now. There's a man with a big un, and boy, is it a big un. It's a bassoon. Yes, it's a bassoon. And next to a little oboe. And he's going to be joyful little competitors in this next piece, which is from the Aquilon album. I could be wrong. Good enough, yes. Whenever in doubt, just say, it's from the Aquilon album. No, no. It's a piece written about a wet and windy station platform in the town of Preston in the north of England when I was up visiting my father, who was busy dying at the time in hospital. And on my way back, I shivered in Preston platform station place and wrote this little kind of sad but poignant piece. Luckily, it doesn't last very long, so it starts smiling again pretty soon afterwards. It's called Cheap Day of Return. She was screaming. And a foreign student said to me, was it really true? There are elephants and lions too in Piccadilly Circus. You'll be sorry. And the chicken pants you came to play, with his long red beard and his sister's beard, she drives a lorry. Walked down by the bathing pond to try and catch some sun. Still got something in the handkerchief, says one. I don't believe in you, that I was part of silver.
scarecrow make his rounds with his jet black mac, which he won't get back, stole it from a snowman. As I did walk by Hamster Fair, I gave a bark my little goose, so I turned her loose, and she was screaming.
Classical flautist by the name of Andrea Riminelli, and Andrea's a fine fellow, but was a typical sort of lecherous, good-looking Italian flute player, a bit like myself, but without the pasta. And Andrea, when I was doing a couple of shows with him a few weeks ago in Parma, he asked me if I could write a piece of music that we could play together as a duet. This isn't Andrea, by the way. This is Julie. He's come from the back. Doesn't come from Italy, but it's probably a bit of pasta that Anyway, Andrea is really down in the dumps because he just split up with his girlfriend of some 8 years relationship. So he was really down, and he asked me to write him a piece of music to cheer him up. So I came up with this piece, which is called Griminelli's Lament. It's so depressing. Anyway, it made it all the worse, and I made him introduce this, you see, when we were doing the show, and he was very embarrassed about it, but after the show, you won't believe what happened, the girl in question was actually out in the audience that night, and after the show, she came rushing backstage, rushed into Andrea's arms, and Andrea, being a red-blooded Italian macho man, said, "Slug off, bitch!" Or worse to that effect, if you're in Italian. The sentence we were sort of back right. There's a piece called Griminelli's Lament, which we will attempt. It's a piece from the Too Old to Rock and Roll, Too Young to Die album, which is a song that we've never really played very much at all. And when you hear it, you realise, as I will, just exactly why. We'll do our best. It's a very sensitive, gentle piece, which is about two misfits from the 50s, the 60s, whatever. It's a piece called From a Dead Beat to an Old Greaser. From a dead beat to an old greaser, here's thinking of you. It was a remember the long nights, coffee bars and black tights and white thighs in shop windows, where the systems fully fashioned a world made of diamonds with no harmonies. Our debt is to reject them when bombs were banned every Sunday. And the shadows played at the wall, a charger sat plays, solder instruments of tarnation, sat in the station, sharing wet dreams of Charlie Parker, Jack Kerouac, Lenny McGrath, to name a few of the heroes who were too wise for the world. Let the young prince, it's a come up living without And on the subject of rock and roll, Julie Hunter died, we'll give you a little blast of the title track, which is a jolly piece, isn't it? It's about the old greaser, isn't it? Yes, of course he is. There you go. Whose cat?
Not mine. That's the one.
As far as it comes to tights, unfashionable to the end. Drank as a baby too light. Cast head of bell buckle, yesterday's dreams. The spots will have rocked it up to written those pages, double sewn seams, and this post-war paper. Gets out of his body to make a ton before he takes his leave. On fashion on the way, by sports calling me, just like she used to be. And then as he flies, tears and his eyes, is when we're close and all the finals take. And again, so it's far from around the world, but the world's playing too. With the room that they want to break, he must first few bars, you know, you might recognize it, and then you might not. I might not, it's so obscure. But possibly one of Jethro Tull's very best songs ever, and it's a fine rendition, a different one of the piece, which I'm not going to tell you about at all. In fact, the first one who spots it, shout out, Whoopee! I dare you.
Thank you.
sitting on a park bench. As he bends to the hands of him, when he comes down to the floor and watches it. Oh, feeling alone, that the armies far around, salvation. Had one of my friends, and only start away and easy. Oh, you poor old star, you see, it's only there. It's only.
When you've got a favourite song going around your head for a while, then it gets a bit boring and you leave it behind and move on to something else. Obviously not. Okay, well, I get this thing where I hit this favourite song for a while and then I don't like it anymore. But this one's been my favourite now for just over a year, I think. We've been playing this pretty much all the time with Jethro Tull. So probably my favourite all time Jethro Tull song. Just a little bit of everything in it. And it's also got a slightly sexy rather than sexist lyric, but some of the ladies might disagree. And if you do, well, it's just too bloody late. Written in stone. There's a piece about an occasion when Jethro Tull was playing in the wonderful exotic town of Budapest, and backstage there appeared a veritable vision making sandwiches and serving cold beer and things, and she was just wearing a t-shirt and skimpy little white knickers, and she was actually a trainee athlete for the Hungarian Olympic team. She was only 16 or 12 or something like that. A certain member of Jethro Tull got moderately upset by it.
And you're going to have to forget everything that I've just said, because the man sidling over to me has just told me that I've got it fucking wrong. It's not this one at all. It's actually a different song. But maybe... but that was so brilliantly sidled that I may... if I may verb you such... it was so brilliant, we should almost make that part of the show. We'll do it again tomorrow. We don't have a show tomorrow, but we can do it. This is, well, come back to the thing about the girl in the skimpy knickers who's only 12 later. This one's called My God.
Thank you. And with this plastic crucifix, you know it's gone and fixed.
Whose name shouldn't be mentioned, he's not somebody here tonight, he had the hots for the said wee girl. Very pretty. Actually, more than a hot, he had a stiffy, let's be frank. And anyway, so this is a song about his poetic vision of this sexy little creature who wrote. Nobody touched, in fact, even the road crew left her alone. Which was a joy to look at, very physically well endowed, muscular. It's called It Was a Hot Night in Budapest.
Budapest.
and a little check. Well, she was helping out at the backstage. Stopping for my switch, baby. Yes, the lights gone. Lights turned on and the film's gone. I threw her hands in a comprehensive. Shivers down the wall. Yeah, but she's in a place that's painful. Yeah, she wasn't there at all. Yes, her legs went on for her. Lights staring up. Thank you.
very much indeed. Thank you. You're very kind. Good to see you. Good morning, my avatars. James Duncan on the line of percussion and the fiddles on keyboards. Chris Austin conducting the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. Thank you very much.
Good to see you.
Oh, wait till the storm.
silence pounding. He has to catch his angels as they fall.
Thanks again for your time. So much time to come to the party. All right, good night.